Reverse image search. It's like having a digital detective in your pocket. But what if this tool is becoming less effective as our visual world explodes? Today, we're diving into the fascinating realm of reverse image search and why it might not be living up to our expectations.
Oh, that's an intriguing angle. I've definitely used reverse image search before, but I've never really thought about its effectiveness changing over time. What's driving this potential decline?
Well, it's a combination of factors. You know, we're living in an era where visual content is king. Every second, thousands of new images are uploaded to the internet. Instagram alone sees over 95 million photos and videos shared daily. It's like trying to find a specific grain of sand on a beach that's constantly expanding.
Wow, those numbers are staggering. So, are you saying that the sheer volume of images is overwhelming the search algorithms?
That's part of it, for sure. But it's not just about quantity. The quality and nature of images are changing too. Think about all the filters, edits, and manipulations we apply to our photos these days. Each alteration makes it harder for reverse image search engines to find exact matches or even close similarities.
I hadn't considered that. So how exactly does reverse image search work? And why are these factors making it less effective?
Great question. At its core, reverse image search uses complex algorithms to analyze the visual content of an image, things like color patterns, shapes, and textures. It then compares these characteristics to billions of indexed images in its database. The problem is, as our visual landscape becomes more diverse and complex, these algorithms are struggling to keep up.
That makes sense. It's like, it's almost like trying to match fingerprints, but everyone's wearing gloves, right?
Exactly. That's a great analogy. And here's another wrinkle: privacy settings. As people become more aware of online privacy, many are locking down their content. This means fewer images are available for indexing, further limiting the pool of potential matches.
Oh, I see. So we're essentially dealing with a shrinking, searchable database, even as the total number of images online grows. That's quite the paradox.
You've hit the nail on the head. And it's not just personal privacy settings. Many social media platforms and websites are tightening their APIs, making it harder for third-party services to access and index their images.
So, what does this mean for the average user? Are we reaching a point where reverse image search is becoming obsolete?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Reverse image search is still an incredibly useful tool. It's just that our expectations might need to be adjusted. You know, it's like how we used to rely on phone books, and now we use Google. The tool evolves, and so do our usage patterns.
That makes sense. But surely there must be efforts to improve the technology, right? I mean, with all the advancements in AI and machine learning, there's got to be some progress on this front.
Oh, absolutely. Companies like Google and smaller startups are constantly working to refine their algorithms. They're incorporating AI and machine learning to better understand context and content. For instance, Google Lens can now identify objects within images, not just find similar pictures.
That's fascinating. So, are we moving towards a future where reverse image search becomes more about understanding the content of an image rather than just finding visual matches?
You've hit on a key point there. The future of reverse image search is likely to be more about semantic understanding. Instead of just finding visually similar images, these tools might be able to understand and describe what's in the image, identify specific objects or people, and even provide context about where and when the photo was taken.
Wow, that sounds incredibly powerful. But, it also sounds like it could raise some serious privacy concerns. I mean, if these tools become that sophisticated, couldn't they be used for surveillance or tracking?
You're absolutely right to be concerned. As these technologies advance, we're going to need to have some serious conversations about privacy and ethical use. It's a double-edged sword. The same technology that could help us find the source of a meme or identify a piece of artwork could also be used for less benign purposes.
So what can we as users do to protect ourselves while still benefiting from these technologies?
Great question. First and foremost, be mindful of what you're sharing online. Assume that any image you post could potentially be found and analyzed. Use privacy settings on your social media accounts, and be cautious about sharing sensitive or personal images.
That's solid advice. And I suppose it's also important to be critical of the results we get from reverse image searches, right? Not to take them as gospel?
Absolutely. Remember, these tools are not infallible. They're based on the data they have access to, which is inherently limited. Always cross-reference and verify information, especially if you're using reverse image search for anything important or sensitive.
This has been really eye-opening. It's clear that reverse image search is a powerful tool, but like any technology, it has its limitations and potential pitfalls. Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
Well, I think the key takeaway is that reverse image search, like any technology, is evolving. As users, we need to evolve with it. Stay informed about how these tools work, be aware of their limitations, and use them responsibly, and who knows? The next big breakthrough in image recognition could be just around the corner.
That's a great point. It's exciting to think about where this technology might go in the future. Thanks for this fascinating discussion.
Thank you. And remember, folks, in our increasingly visual world, understanding tools like reverse image search isn't just about tech savvy. It's about digital literacy. Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep searching, both forward and in reverse. Until next time, your Future Tech Decoded podcast.